you are large. You contain multitudes. The famous neurologist Oliver Sacks told a story about a patient that couldn't form new memories. When he asked the patient why he was dressed in a white smock, the patient didn't know because he couldn't remember, but he did generate a story about it. The patient said he was a doctor. When Sacks told him that wasn't right, he became a butcher. When that wasn't right, he told a new tale. The patient used his context, right, wearing a white smock, talking to this person he doesn't know, to try to make sense of who he was, creating and grabbing onto identities he understood to be linked to his clothing. His memory impairment made his attempts transparently absurd to an observer. But in many ways, he's not that different from you and I. We all need to make sense of our circumstances, and we use communities we belong to, identities accepted by others to do it. Are you a man? Are you a woman? What does that mean? What does that say about how you should dress, how you should behave? Do you belong to this or that ethnic group? All these things give us a sense of who we are. They're a story we tell about how we exist in the world. As we go through life, and maybe even as we just go about our day, our sense of who and what we are shifts, much like Sacks patients. In one study, Asian American women were given a math test. At the top of the test, the women were asked to answer a few basic demographic questions. Among the list of questions, half were asked about their gender, just to state their gender, and another half was asked to state their ethnicity. Now, all were equally motivated to do well on the test, but the women asked to put down their ethnicity scored better than those asked to indicate their gender. It seems that simply being asked to acknowledge an identity was enough to shift their behavior, to shift their performance on the test toward the stereotypic expectations associated with the identity, right? Asians are considered to be good at math. When these Asian American women reported their ethnicity, they did better on the math test than they reported their gender. Thinking of themselves as different identities changed their behavior in ways they might not have even understood or known. They were different selves depending on the identity they were asked to list. Who you are, your identity, depends on the situation you are in, the way you see the world, your emotional responses, and even your behavior shift as your identity does.